Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about focus, goals. How do we get there? Is it A plus B equals C, and your world will be hunky-dory? Is it all about happiness? And I don't know about you, but everybody's been on that train lately, and they have to find happiness, joy, and unconditional love. It's like, how can we find that on Amazon? And boy, that would really bust the internet these days, wouldn't it? Everybody's seeking, searching, trying to find that something, that there seems to be a disconnect, something that's outside. Where is it? What is the magic and the mystique that we're really looking for in life? Is it a goal that we have to attain? Is it something we have to purchase and put in our home? And, wow, finally. Well, if we really think about it, back in the 50s and 60s, having a home, having children, post-war time, was really all about that. It was all about having your home with your children. And then, boy, to send them off to college, you've really come to the pinnacle. And then you turn around, you have a great obituary to write at the end. That's the old story. Now, 2019, we have come so full circle, we almost don't even recognize that paradigm anymore. What is the new paradigm? How do we live today? How do we exist today? What is our choice from one moment to the next? And do we have to live by the old golden rules? Or can we now say we have a new golden ticket every time we wake up in the morning? My guest today is David Essel. His new book is Focus, Slay Your Goals, The Proven Guide to Huge Success, A Powerful Attitude, and Profound Love. David, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Jeanette, thank you. I'm very excited about this conversation, and I love your open. It's got me intrigued, and I'm the guest.
Yes. Well, you know, David, I think that sometimes when we look back on history, I'm in my 60s, you're older also, and we say, hasn't the world really evolved so substantially that are we on an adventure, or hey, maybe we're on a circus every day sometimes, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I think most of us are on a rat wheel. You know, I think most of us are on the hamster wheel. I think we're unconscious. I think that we're living other people's lives, not our own, Jeanette. And you had made a great analogy in the 50s, you know, about having a family, raising them, mom stays at home. If someone goes to college, it's a miracle. Then the second one goes to college, and oh, my God, and life is complete. But let's not buy into that fantasy, because that fantasy isn't true. It's a lie. And the lie is that something or someone or some goal is going to make me complete. If we remember correctly, in the 50s is when divorce started to become very prominent, and it picked up in the 60s and 70s, 80s, 90s. Now today, we have 58% of first-time marriages ending in divorce. So a lot of times, people will go back in time and think about the, quote, good old days. But I don't think there are any better or worse than today. And I think the culprit, Jeanette, is something that
Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about focus, goals. How do we get there? Is it A plus B equals C, and your world will be hunky-dory? Is it all about happiness? And I don't know about you, but everybody's been on that train lately, and they have to find happiness, joy, and unconditional love. It's like, how can we find that on Amazon? And boy, that would really bust the internet these days, wouldn't it? Everybody's seeking, searching, trying to find that something that there seems to be a disconnect, something that's outside. Where is it? What is the magic and the mystique that we're really looking for in life? Is it a goal that we have to attain? Is it something we have to purchase and put in our home? And, wow, finally. Well, if we really think about it, back in the 50s and 60s, having a home, having children, post-war time, was really all about that. It was all about having your home with your children. And then, boy, to send them off to college, you've really come to the pinnacle. And then you turn around, you have a great obituary to write at the end. That's the old story. Now, 2019, we have come so full circle, we almost don't even recognize that paradigm anymore. What is the new paradigm? How do we live today? How do we exist today? What is our choice from one moment to the next? And do we have to live by the old golden rules? Or can we now say we have a new golden ticket every time we wake up in the morning? My guest today is David Essel. His new book is Focus, Slay Your Goals, The Proven Guide to Huge Success, A Powerful Attitude, and Profound Love. David, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Jeanette, thank you. I'm very excited about this conversation, and I love your open. It's got me intrigued, and I'm the guest.
Yes. Well, you know, David, I think that sometimes when we look back on history, I'm in my 60s, you're older also, and we say, hasn't the world really evolved so substantially that are we on an adventure, or hey, maybe we're on a circus every day sometimes, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I think most of us are on a rat wheel. You know, I think most of us are on the hamster wheel. I think we're unconscious. I think that we're living other people's lives, not our own, Jeanette. And you had made a great analogy in the 50s, you know, about having a family, raising them. Mom stays at home. If someone goes to college, it's a miracle. Then the second one goes to college, and oh, my God, and life is complete. But let's not buy into that fantasy, because that fantasy isn't true. It's a lie. And the lie is that something or someone or some goal is going to make me complete. If we remember correctly, in the 50s is when divorce started to become very prominent. And it picked up in the 60s and 70s, 80s, 90s. Now today, we have 58% of first-time marriages ending in divorce. So a lot of times people will go back in time and think about the, quote, good old days. But I don't think there are any better or worse than today. And I think the culprit, Jeanette, is something that we term mass consciousness, where we start to try to keep up with the Joneses. We look at the media. We look at our friends and relatives and what they have. And we go after things blindly. We don't ask ourselves, is that really going to make a difference? And is the sacrifice to get X worth the prize, which is Z? And we don't ask ourselves to slow down. And as the title of my book says, we have gotten so out of focus, Jeanette, that we're just repeating what we've repeated over the years, which is we are looking for leaders to follow. We follow them. And if we feel we're successful, great. But more often than not, we're not. You know, there was several books released in 2006, 2007 that captured the world of personal growth, and they were both pretty much lies. And they reached high levels of acclaim, but they weren't true. They weren't valid. As a matter of fact, in the New York Times 2 weeks ago, there was a writer talking about the personal growth industry, and they were writing about a personal growth book. And they said, you know, it's really sad, because if you look at books like The Secret and The Law of Attraction that have gained so much momentum, in reality, it looks like they were written by fifth graders. Imagine a Maserati in your driveway, and it must appear. Imagine checks coming in the mail, and like my friend Dr. Joe Vitale, who was one of the stars of The Secret, all you have to do if you're homeless is have a positive attitude, imagine checks coming in the mail, and they must.
Right.
So, you know, but it doesn't work. You know, my God. But mass consciousness that, you know, has really been a big part of the problem of human race forever caught us up in this whirlwind in 2006, 7, 8, and it continues today, that if you just have a positive mindset. Now, before any of our listeners say, oh, this guy has, you know, something to chew with the secret and the law of attraction, I actually taught that nonsense from 1980 to 1996. So there couldn't be anyone better to write about this, as we do in our book, Focus, Slay Your Goals. We write about the illusion of these books and philosophies and how, and imagine this, Jeanette. I was on a summit call from a woman in Australia, and she had gotten 22 quote-unquote experts, authors, to do a summit on intuition, which I thought was a great topic. And she said, how do you know if you are really intuitive or if you're just saying you are? And the answer was really simple. I said, when The Secret came out and it said all you had to do was imagine these beautiful things and they must appear, people with really good intuition, and there's not many, but people with really good intuition would say, would you please give me a break? Like, not only does that sound too good to be true, but I have never, and I'll tell you this personally, Jeanette, for 27 years I hosted a nationally syndicated radio show with Westwood One and XM Radio. We had huge audiences. Of all the people I interviewed, Wayne Dyer multiple times, Deepak multiple times, Susie Orman, NFL All-Pro linebackers, you name it, not one person ever said to me that they accomplished a major goal in life by using a vision board or an affirmation.
Right.
Not one of them said they became an All-Pro linebacker by imagining themselves receiving that award. We need to really look deep inside and once again to focus on what we need to do within our own lives, irrelevant of what other people are doing, to create happiness. And that takes effort, work, and what we call consciousness, meaning we're making decisions based on what's best for us, not what other people we know or admire are doing.
Well, I think, David, right now what's happening in the collective is that all of these old templates, it's almost like if you put all of the history books on a piece of metal and you just start shaking out what's going to fall away and what's going to go away, everything has to rise somewhere. So just as we look at through history, when The Secret came along, the law of attraction, and everybody thought it was great and everybody had to be in alignment. And if you weren't in alignment and holding yourself out on with your white dress, you were kind of, oh, well, you were one of those other people. So I think that there's a whole lot of judgment that went on. There was a lot of shame and guilt. Then that started coming up in the collective. What we're seeing now is that millennials were not born into that. So they weren't imprinted with that. They don't have that essence. And it's just that we are living so much longer now that the elders haven't dropped off yet, you know, and we're kind of having such a long paradigm that things are happening so fast and so quick that society, social media, the way things are done, and the people we're interacting with maybe on a daily basis or in a business can't catch up because there is so much out there now. So what you're really talking about is how can you raise your head above all this chaos of the collective and be that sunflower? How can you be that higher peace and say, I'm going to pull myself up, I'm going to pull myself out of all of that, because it isn't necessary. It isn't necessary to be able to worry about the old, to be able to worry about what's stuck, or to be able to try to fix everybody else or solutionize the whole world. It's like, just figure out how to be the sunflower, figure out how to grow, and then you've got your own container of your seeds to go to the next step, don't you think?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, when we talk about your own container of seeds, one of the most powerful techniques that we teach is that in regards to goal achievement, there's two really important steps. Step number one is the step that no one wants to do, and that is before you go after a major goal, remove the block, emotional, psychological, physical, financial, the addiction. Remove mm-hmm. that which is holding you back first.
And that's the shaking out, right?
Yes, exactly. And I'll give you an example of what happened today. I have a very successful real estate agent as a client. We were doing our work via Skype, and she, for the very first time in our work together, admitted that while she's made millions of dollars, she has zero to her name. And so when we were talking about it and we were looking at it, her number one nemesis is not to increase income. You know, we teach a course, Financial Freedom Now, and people come into the course, and that the very first thing they say is, okay, how do I earn $1 million a year? Well, let me burst the bubble here. For everyone that has a vision board or an affirmation that says, I am earning $1 million a year, that means that you have the gifts, the talents, the drive, the perseverance to create a business, Jeanette, that earns $84,000 every month. Mm-hmm. I hesitate here because I want that to sink in. The percentage of people in this world that have a gift and the talent and the drive and the persistence to earn $84,000 a month is absolutely insanely tiny. So when we look at this whole thing of The Secret and the Law of Attraction and all these books on prosperity that obviously make me gag because they're just not speaking the truth. And then I say to my client today, so how do you want to get yourself out of this financial challenge that you're in? And she says, I need to earn more money. And I said, really? I go, why don't we first do what no one wants to do? And this is removing. Step one, remove. Remove expenses. Because when you do that, your current income becomes more valuable. For the person that's looking for love and they're struggling, remove resentments and anger and rage at past partners who have betrayed you. Mm-hmm. Until you do that, you're going to attract people that will probably continue to mistreat you. You will continue to be jaded, judgmental in the world of dating, and you'll get exactly what you imagine you're going to get. So if we can remove first the addiction, now for 20-30 years I was an alcoholic and a cocaine addict, doing the work I'm doing right now. My life could not change from a personal growth, confidence, self-esteem, and self-love until I remove the addictions. So step one, if people, our listeners right now, really want to go to the next level, it's not about earning $1 million. It's not about getting a size 4 body. It's about what do I need to let go of, belief systems, and everything else that is actually destroying or self-sabotaging my opportunities for success. And then once we do that, and in our book we call it the one thing theory. It's well, we've been teaching it since 1996, but for most of the world, it's a revolutionary approach to goal setting. The one thing theory says that any goal at any time in life, there's only one goal to go after. It's the one you've denied, delayed, and procrastinated working on. It's the one you'd rather not touch. But when you do, and you attack it and work it hard 6 days a week, your whole existence will improve, not just that one area you're working on. So, you know, in the book, Focus, Slay Your Goals, we bring about something that's refreshing, that's new, that's realistic, logical, that if you're a right-brain person, creative, spontaneous, you can grab it. If you're a left-brain person, filled with accountability, filled with timeliness and structure and routine, you can grab it too.
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
You know, without that too, David, is that also a lot of times when people are making their goals, it's always they're running from something. My parents had this. I didn't have that. They were always a lack. Or what are they hiding? Just as you said, with the $1 million and having no money, it's what are you hiding and how do you have to go faster or farther and run away from it? A lot of times when working with people that had addictions and stuff, they want to say, I want to stop drinking. So in other words, you're always an outlier. You're on either end of the spectrum and you're existing in either one of those frequencies and you're taking it to the umpteenth kind of focus. And really what the inner thing is, what you ultimately come to is that you are fine right standing in this very second, period, and that everything is okay, you are fine, you're, you know, all of these things that you're looking for, you already have. It's just these other things that you're looking for. Are they outside of yourself? Are they materialistic? Are they emotions or feelings that you're trying to either negate and run from, or that you're trying to create that you felt you never had? Sometimes that's almost like all of the petals on the flower, and then eventually you get down to, when you do attain that moment, you do attain whatever it was, you'll still say, sometimes people will say, wow, I did it, I got it, and it was great, and now what's next? I still feel that hole. And that hole, and David, I did want to talk about this for 1 second. That hole is always that one little spot that you can't get. And that one whole spot that you can't get is the you right there, devoid of all of that other. And that, your answer, was on your other book, Angel on a Surfboard. If you look right in the front of the book, it was just about unconditional love. Can you find it? Can you touch it? Can you feel it? Once you do, all of that other focus around the wheel is zip. Yes?
Jeanette, you know, it's not true, though, that we are all okay as we are right now. That's a lie.
Well, when we're out of the other ends. I mean, when we're bouncing on those ends, that's different.
Yeah, but and here's a story that we tell in our book, you know, because I used to be, you know, in the world of positive thinking and whatever you believe you can achieve, as I mentioned, that was my my mantra from 1980 to 1996. And then in 1996, I was woken up in this amazing one-hour interview with probably one of the most brilliant people I've ever interviewed in my life, who's no longer with us, but his name was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation, and he shattered my world regarding this whole thing of, you know, you're exactly where you're supposed to be and everything is perfect, and that's all a bunch of crap. It's absolute nonsense. And the example I can give is I was working with an alcoholic, a woman who had struggled for a number of years, and she had been to all of the positive thinking conferences, and so we're working together and we're actually doing hard work, meaning she had quit drinking. And then we were dealing with the emotions that alcohol covered up for 40 years. And we're working through one emotion. And it's hard work, Jeanette. This is not easy work. This is hard work. And she went to a conference. And during the intermission, there was a spiritual guru who was leading this conference. And she went up and they were talking. And the spiritual guru said to her, so what do you hope to get out of this? What's your greatest challenge in life? And my client said, well, you know, I'm working with this counselor and we're working through my alcoholism. And then the guru says, well, is that what you really want to do?
Right.
And the woman says, no. I really like to just drink and not think about this stuff that he's making me think about. And then the guru said this, which should curdle everyone's blood. If God wants you sober, you'll get sober. Let go of your shame and guilt about your drunkenness and your hangovers and everything. Just let it all go. Trust in the process of life. Ask God if he would like to help you, and then just go ahead. And when you drink, don't feel guilt. Don't feel shame, because you know what? You're exactly where you're supposed to be.
That's taking it out of total context.
Yeah, well, you know, but the scary thing is, Jeanette, is that this message is being given 365 days year right now.
Yeah.
You know, 70% of the U.S. population is overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. On top of my own counseling, I've been brought in and hired as a counselor for a very successful bariatric surgery center. So for most people, if you're familiar with bariatric, it's all kinds of weight loss surgeries, from the stapling to the gastric bypass to the sleeve. There's hundreds of different options. When these people, before they decide to have surgery, when they're being told that you're perfect the way you are, and they have high blood pressure, they're going to lose a leg to diabetes. It's like, oh, my God. And if you're not going to lose a leg tomorrow to diabetes, you will in 20 years. And so this whole concept of that we're perfect in God's image and we're perfect as the way we are, we really need to shake the trees and delete those philosophies, because I don't know anyone in that situation. And I know some very successful people, but I don't know anyone who has created a life where that they have no challenge at all. Now, there could be those people around, and maybe they can say, you know what, I'm in the perfect position and I need to make no more changes. But the scary thing to me is all the other of the 7 billion people on this planet, all the other people that buy into that philosophy, you know, it's just like the law of attraction. One of the teachers posted on my wall. They should know by now not to post on my walls. But they posted on my wall the other day that on your path to success, if you do something that feels uncomfortable, you're on the wrong track. Everything is divinely guided to you right now. You're in the perfect place. Flow with it. That just doesn't cut it when it comes to financial challenges, relationship challenges, addictions. You know, it just doesn't cut it.
Mm-hmm. You know, David, let's talk for a second what you talk about in your book, but you also need to be able to be open to change. Because when people want to focus on it or to be able to move through something, or they're finding that they aren't where they want to be, a lot of times when you were talking before about letting go of some of these things and being able to being uncomfortable, you have to be open to the change. Sometimes they want to hold on and say, yeah, I know I'm going to eat healthy Monday through Friday, but I don't dare touch my Saturdays and Sundays, you know. Or the idea that, you know, I'm going to make, you know, however much money to be able to put into the bank to pay my bills, but don't forget, I go to Europe for 6 months out of the year. Do you know what I mean? So I think the idea of, can we be truthful and honest, and can we also be open and vulnerable, are very important steps along that path, yes?
Oh, God. You know, there's one tool that we use with all of our clients. It doesn't matter, Jeanette, if they're struggling with weight, or some other form of addiction, or if they're struggling with money or relationships, career, their God path, spiritual path. But we say this is the most important key to major life change, and that is to be willing to surrender 110% to someone else's program because yours isn't working. That's a scary thing. You know, that's a very scary thing. When I went into a rehab center a long time ago for my addictions, I was forced. Initially, I was forced to surrender to other people's way of thinking. And because of my arrogance, I pushed back so hard because I knew better. You know, I could do, I'll do 75% of what you want, but I ain't doing the other 25%. Well, thank God I had some incredible counselors. They recognized my work as a counselor, a minister, an author. They totally respected it all, and they told me I was full of crap.
Right. I'll tell you, being a chameleon is a great outfit if you can ever buy it on Amazon.
Oh, yes, have it. And they were right. You know, my philosophies towards my own healing was a bunch of crap. But here's the great news. You know, and like, I have to say this because it's a platform I believe strongly in. There's no addiction in the world caused by our genetics. There is not one freaking addiction in the world caused by genetics. Even babies that are born opiate addicts or with fetal alcohol syndrome heal through proper medication, and they aren't destined to a life of addiction. So the whole concept, you know, we can use excuses to move ahead in life, that we can say, well, it's not my fault being an alcoholic, I have the gene. All of those are excuses. And when we let that go and surrender to the reality of addiction, is that you said this earlier, I am running. I'm running from frustration, boredom, anger. I'm running into excitement, right. So I'm going to use today because this is a great day and I feel better when I have pie on a good day or when I have a drink. You know, we need to be able to be mature, disciplined adults and to face those greatest fears because it is on the other side where freedom exists. And, you know, when I think of the years that I've been clean, believe it or not, in the years I've been clean, I went bankrupt. I lost all my homes, all my money, and I never used. Well, you're going to have to say that if someone can get sober and go through hell and not use, is it an addiction via genetics? And the answer is no. So we really need to look more closely at what we believe in, what we listen to. Jeanette, this kind of an interview with you right now is a blessing for your listeners because we're not doing the motivational rah-rah nonsense. You know, I will never, as much as I'm a positive thinker, and I say this in all my books, the first hour of every day is devoted to journaling, meditation, prayer, gratitude. I put in 60 minutes every morning into the world of positive thinking, into the world of gratitude. But then I let it go because that's not going to bring you the money, the sobriety, the weight loss. I am so secure in this philosophy. I'll never become a Miami Heat basketball player, even though no matter how positive I am, no matter how many vision boards I have around my office, the reality is that's not a goal I'll ever achieve. But 90% of my other goals are probably really achievable if I'm willing to surrender, hire someone who has what I want, follow what they say. The odds are we can accomplish almost anything, not anything, but almost anything, if we're willing to get uncomfortable, if we're willing to focus, and if we're willing to do that, Jeanette, that 90% of the rest of the world won't do. Right there is the key to success.
Well, you know, and David, also in closing, I think also to the most important thing is to think about, is that about the world around you, what part does that play in your success? Are you waiting for others to do things for you? Are you doing things and waiting for validation from others out there? Or, in other words, blaming your failures and different things? As you go along your path, you're saying, oh, I must be a failure. Well, maybe it's just a pothole in the road. So get up, dust yourself off, and keep going, you know, or learn how to fill the next hole before you fall into it. So I think the idea is being able to say, all of this is always out there, and it's just a matter of are you choosing to let it defeat you and obliterate you, or are you choosing to say, you know what, no big deal. You know, I've always said about this character on the show, in fact, I spoke about it the other day, is that when you feel like you hit the wall, if you think about those old cartoons many decades ago, there's a person, they walk up to the wall and they hit it. And then you see them go through the wall, and on the left side where they were going through it, all of their stuff is there. Like their clothes are there, their bags or shoes and all that other stuff. And on the other side, they actually go through it. You see the light shining on them like they're free. Do you know what I mean? So yes. In other words, if you hit that wall, holy crap, that's the best place to be. Great. Go through that sucker, because as soon as you go through it, all that other stuff that you don't need anymore that you thought was so vitally important and holding you up, man, get rid of it. You know, I live in New Orleans. You know, when a hurricane comes along, I'm like, oh, man, just open up the doors and let it come on in. I need some new furniture anyway. You know, it's like let the stuff go. The stuff is what weighs us all down, our identities, what we believe we are, who we think we have to interact as. Can we be different from that? Yes.
If we look at the people we interact with on a day, regularly on a daily basis, we pretty much can see our future.
Yeah.
Most of us, about probably 80% of us, surround ourselves with people equal to or lower than our potential. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
So if we surround ourselves with gossipers, conspiracy theorists, if we surround ourselves with whatever it is that that we would consider people that are overweight, people that drink too much, people that whatever, if that's 50% or more of your surrounding interactions, you aren't going to go anywhere in life. And I'm not being negative. I'm just saying that's the reality. If you have people that you bring into your world that are motivated, that are clean and sober, that are earning great money, that have wonderful relationships, that have a great spiritual path, if that's of interest to you, you will increase your odds dramatically to do what you wouldn't do with your other circle of people that are lazy, that are gossipers, et cetera. So we really need to look at it. And then I want to say this other thing that's so crucial. Once we get on this path that we're talking about and we're removing the financial expenses that are unnecessary, the addictions that are unnecessary, the beliefs, you mentioned the word identity, you know, and you have to work with a counselor if you want to remove and change an identity. No one can do that stuff on their own. But the great news is once you do it and you do the hard work, as we say in the book, it's going to take 6 months to a year to change your situation around if it's a big goal, at least 6 months to a year. But once you get into the habit of 6 days a week in the gym or not drinking or not overeating or whatever it is, not overspending, once you do it for a year, Jeanette, it's effortless to continue. It just becomes who you are. So while in our book we say go after that thing that you'd rather not touch because that's the key to freedom, the hard work in the beginning easily translates into this is just who I am.
Right. You know, all the time when I have clients, I used to always do home visits. And they said, why are you doing that? I said, it's so essential because whatever you come into the office and you tell me about that's bothering you, you're only telling me half of the story. That which is really concerning you, you left at home. When you're in your own space, when you're in your own muck, when you're just, that which you're holding back is exactly the key. So if you can find that golden key or that golden ticket, wow, the sky's the limit, don't you think, David?
Oh, yeah, and that goes back to going after that which you don't want to touch. You know, when you do that, you boost your self-esteem, you boost your self-confidence, you know you've shattered procrastination, which destroys our confidence and self-esteem. And so, and then I always say this, Jeanette, if the average person lives to 77 years of age, and you're going to spend 12 months, 1 year out of the 77 years to radically change your life, wouldn't it be worth it? Wouldn't it be worth it to hire a counselor, a coach, a financial advisor, a personal trainer, a nutritionist? Wouldn't it be worth it for 1 year to commit to you to radically change your life? So if you're 70, the next 7 years will be phenomenal. If you're 50, the next 27 years will be phenomenal. So be willing to surrender and do what you'd rather not do for at least a year, and you will bring those benefits forward for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. You know, I work a lot with end-of-life clients, and I'll tell you, the stories that you hear then is just, you know, I have all of these regrets, or I thought this, and, you know, after the patient passes, you go by their house, and all of their stuff is out on the street. So you know what? Just how important was that time that you held on to things or to identities or to whatever it might be, because it really isn't mattering. It's really about what you use when you're here, and it's about making the choices. Well, David, I think it's such a great conversation we had today. I really thank you for sharing with us. Could you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That would be wonderful.
Oh, absolutely, Jeanette. As a matter of fact, we've got a free 5-day-a-week gift to give away. If people go to our website, TalkDavid.com, TalkDavid.com, look for our video subscription, but it's a free subscription, which is great. It's called David Essel's Daily Video Boost. Sign up for it, and Monday through Friday, you'll get a 3-minute video from us inspiring you to change. And, of course, you can find out all about our 10 books on the website, TalkDavid.com. 4 of them are #1 bestsellers. You can take a look at that, but definitely go to the website, talkdavid.com, sign up for the Daily Boost, and get those videos free.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us today. I think it was such a pleasure to be able to hear and say, you know, there are choices that we can make, and there are ways to get out of the muck we're in, and you definitely provided a lot of stepping stones.
Jeanette, thank you. I had a blast with you, and if I can help in the future, please let us know.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about David Essel, and again, his book is focused, Slay Your Goals, please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page and you go directly to his website. And please do sign up for his free 5-day information and emails that will be sent out, because you know what? You can really use those steps along the way. It's always like having that little person on your shoulder that will say, you know what? Try this for today. How about try this for today? One day you may say, you know what? I feel like now I'm a little bit stronger and I'll be able to make some more bigger choices. Let me find out. Let me show you the way. David's able to do that. Check out his website and all of his books for more information. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Till tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.